With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Blamed for 4 deaths in Florida and 1 in Georgia, former Hurricane Debbie, now a tropical storm, is dumping flooding rains on coastal Georgia and South Carolina.
We're expecting very heavy rains over portions of the southeastern United States. Rainfall totals as high as 30 inches may occur. And that's going to lead to catastrophic flooding across parts of southeastern Georgia and the eastern half of South Carolina and southeastern North Carolina through Friday.
The National Hurricane Center's Richard Pesch, roughly 154,000 utility customers are without power this morning across Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Also at SRNNews.com, allegations of fraud in a government program. Believe it or not, that's the case. It's a Biden-Harris initiative that is now under review.
Concerns of fraud are causing the Department of Homeland Security to pause an immigrant sponsorship program. It's called the Parole Program, and it was set up a couple of years ago and encouraged people to fly into the U.S. instead of crossing the border if sponsors agreed to provide financial support for 2 years. The parole program was used by people in Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
And that's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. 5 days of online voting by Democratic National Convention delegates has handed the party's presidential nomination to Vice President Kamala Harris. Later today, Harris is expected to name her running mate as a rally scheduled in Philadelphia. After that, the Democrat ticket will visit a series of battleground states, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, as well as Arizona and Nevada. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open following yesterday's sell-off. The Dow futures up 154. This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a religious organization.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a formal complaint with the Internal Revenue Service seeking to have the tax-exempt status of the Catholic League revoked. The foundation accuses the League of dabbling in politics because of a series of social media posts that point out Vice President Kamala Harris's support for abortion and the LGBT agenda. The League says it has First Amendment rights and will not stop posting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man's use of the women's locker room at a suburban St. Louis gym is prompting protests and calls for an investigation. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the man joined the gym late last month. Now, protesters are calling for a boycott and an investigation by the state's Republican Attorney General. Lifetime Gym says the man provided a driver's license listing him as a female. A spokesman for the gym points to the Missouri Human Rights Act, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex. This is SRN News. Jackie is back in Wichita, and justice is meted out to his thief.
The Jackie Robinson statue is being welcomed home 6 months after the original was destroyed by thieves. The original sculpture of Robinson resting a bat on his shoulder was cut off at its ankles in January, leaving only Robinson's cleats behind. Ricky Aldoretti was sentenced Friday to 18 months in order to pay $41,000 restitution for stealing the statue. The rebuilt statue is identical to the original. I'm Mike Hempen.
More money for Vladimir Putin's war chest. A new analysis of trade data shows shipments of Russian liquefied natural gas to France more than doubled in the first half of this year. The big increase comes at a time when Europe has tried to pull back from energy purchases that helped to finance the Kremlin's war against Ukraine. More details at SRNNews.com.